We are now the largest number of hometown supporters going to Carnegie in the history of Spring for Music.
BPO Music Director Joanne Folletta says Carnegie challenged the orchestra to sell more tickets than the previous highest number sold by the Toledo Symphony. Folletta was beaming as she told WBFO News they smashed their ticket goal of selling more than 1,300 tickets for its May 8th performance.
From this area alone, 1,400 people will be going down to Carnegie. Now, that's amazing. So we've sold 1,400 tickets for people in our region to come and support us.
Excitement is mounting as the orchestra prepares for its prestigious show. The BPO kicked off All Roads Lead to Carnegie Hall late last year. It has exceeded its $600,000 goal to raise funding for this performance. Folletta and orchestra members have been rehearsing for the Carnegie show all year. They were told to play something they've never performed before. One of the pieces Folletta has selected is the Glier Symphony No. 3.
It's an enormous undertaking. It's a huge symphony in terms of its forces and its length. It requires enormous endurance on the part of the orchestra. So they're challenging us to stretch ourselves, you know, do something that you might never have said, oh, we're, you know, this is like too much for us. So yes, when we come down there, we're bringing a big program, which is a big challenge for us. And we're also playing on a stage that we don't know as well, of course. And we do have one rehearsal, but it's on the day of the performance, and I know the musicians will rise to the occasion, but I think they'll have a little bit of a sense of nervousness, as I do too.
The BPO and Folletta have played at Carnegie Hall in the past. Folletta says it's both daunting and a thrill.
So when I stand on that stage with the orchestra, we're all standing on a stage where Tchaikovsky stood on opening night. I mean, Tchaikovsky himself conducting the opening night performance, and every classical and pop artist, every great performer has added their voice to the hall. And I always feel that something lingers still in the hall of those performances. There's something about the karma of that hall that embraces all of those echoes of the past.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.